Okay, Mark Russell, congratulations. That's a fantastic way to end the season.
Aye, thanks very much. We're obviously all buzzing with the way tonight went, and thankfully we get the win and results went our way, so we're delighted to be staying up.
Yeah, I mean, going into that one tonight, you knew that you had to win this game, Mark, and even at that, that might not have been enough to, you know, because Shelburne had their game against Shamrock Rovers and knew that a point would have done them.
Aye, that was it. We just came into the game knowing that we had to win for to give ourselves any chance to stay up, and thankfully we've done that, and then obviously the final whistle we had to wait and see how the other results went, but thankfully they went our way and managed to stay up.
Yeah, had chances in that first half, never mind the goal from Adam Foley, but had to make do with just a 1-0 advantage at half time, and that made things a wee bit more tough in the second half.
It did, obviously it was only 1-0, so they've got every chance of coming in back into the game. All it takes is a wee deflection, a wee mistake or whatever for them to get back into the game. But we went out in the second half knowing that we had the lead and were defensively solid at the minute, so we managed to see it through.
One big moment right at the end though, I'm sure you, like the rest of us, were watching, waiting for him to hit the net.
That was it. I don't know what happened. Just, I think it was just a bit of a mix-up and the boys basically an open net. Just to tap it in, and he's thankfully hit the post for us. Maybe that's a wee bit of luck that we perhaps didn't get throughout the season.
Yeah. So Premier Division survival, Mark, and now you can have next weekend off and prepare for a cup quarter final against Shamrock Rovers in a couple of weeks' time.
That's it. We'll obviously regroup, get back in training next few days, and we'll look forward to that against Shamrock when it comes, and hopefully we can get a result.